Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The number of Derek Jeter appears to be officially retired. I say that because I took my eye off the TV for a few minutes during the last segment. They're now playing a baseball game in New York, so the ceremony is over, and the Astros and the Yankees have begun the second game of their doubleheader in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees took the first game earlier today, 11-6. So two of the best teams in the American League facing off. Music to many Houstonians' ears, not so much the result of the game, but to be able to say the Astros are one of the best teams in the American League. It's been a while. Joining me right now to talk about that and a whole lot more, he covers Major League Baseball for MLB.com, Richard Justice. You can get him on Twitter, at Richard Justice. Richard, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good, Shawnee. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. So before we get into the actual baseball being played, the Derek Jeter ceremony, Richard, as you watched it and his old teammates coming out and things like that, just your thoughts on Derek Jeter, his career, his legacy as a New York Yankee?
20 years in the biggest media market in the world, under the spotlight, teams that won, high profile. He didn't hide. And there was never a blemish. He never said a wrong thing. He never did a wrong thing. And a couple of things. Those teams he played on that won those championships and went to those World Series, they were so likable. It was impossible to hate the New York Yankees. That was Joe Torre and Bernie Williams. And most of all, it was Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera. And I think that ultimately will be his legacy. The other part of it, Shawnee, is when he got called up, there was a confidence about the kid. And it's not cockiness, but confidence. And they tell these stories that he would go through the clubhouse. Joe Girardi tells the story when he was a kid, whistling and singing, you know, when he's wondering if he's going to make the team. He makes an error in the postseason, and you're like, oh, my God, you can't play this guy in the postseason in Yankee Stadium. He sticks his head in Joe Torre's door after the game and goes, you okay, Skip? Everything good? It's his way of saying, I'm okay, you're okay. And that was him. And it was, you know, it was one of those guys. It was an honor to cover him and be around him. And it was certainly an honor to watch him play.
You know, I think it's interesting, Richard, you bring up the media market that he plays in, because I think there's two sides to it that people will bring up. I think those who will somehow try to argue things against Jeter, and I think it's impossible to argue against him being a Hall of Famer and a great player, but when we're trying to draw degrees of greatness and people are arguing on behalf or against Jeter, people bring up the fact that, well, he was in New York, and if you could plug in other guys, like here, if people talk about Craig Biggio, if you took Biggio and put him in New York because he was playing on that stage, his accomplishments would have been magnified. But you talked about the microscope that he was under, especially him, you know, the most eligible bachelor in the city and everything else. At the end of the day, Richard, for Jeter, was him playing in New York a bigger, did it elevate him more than it was a challenge, or vice versa?
I think for him, I think it elevated him. I don't think he saw the challenge. I think he would have been the same anywhere he played. His behavior, his personality, just the sameness of the way he went about business. But it was a special era. You know, I like to tell people that those three guys, Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera, and Derek Jeter, they played about 60 years between them and never uttered a memorable quote between them. And it just sort of, it reflected that they thought the focus should be on the field. And remember, Shawnee, what the Yankees had been like for so long, the Bronx Zoo, it was always the tabloid wars. What those guys did, Joe Torre was the number one guy, but it was Jeter and Rivera and Pettit and Bernie Williams. It was a normal baseball atmosphere. You'd go in there, and it felt normal. It had never felt normal before in the Steinbrenner years. It was this guy ripping that guy and playing to the tabloids, and we got to panic and all of that. And he represented the best, you know, the best to me, that represented the best in professional sports.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Richard, earlier today, I was writing my questions down here before the show, knowing that you were coming on tonight, and the one thing I wrote down, I said, the Astros, I don't know that they're going to play at this level all season. I think they're going to win the AL West, but they're playing at an unbelievable clip right now. They had the best record in baseball coming into today. And my question was going to be, if the wheels fall off for the Astros, or they at least regress a little bit, it will be because blank. And I almost feel like we got the answer to that in that game earlier today with the way fires and parts of the bullpen imploded. If the Astros do regress at some point, what are the reasons going to be, do you think, at this point, the way this team's put together?
That either Dallas Keuchel or Lance McCullers gets hurt. I agree with you. You know, you take the, you know, seasons are played out in these segments, and you don't know what you're going to look like when you get to October. You don't know who's going to be good. But they make the playoffs last year if Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers are healthy down the stretch. They're 13-3 in their start. Now, is there some questions about the back of their bullpen? Yes. Their closer, Ken Giles, is not always reliable. And their two best relievers, Will Harris and Chris Devinsky, got lit up today at Yankee Stadium. I think that's going to happen. But ultimately, if you can get to October with Keuchel and McCullers upright, and they may have to add another starting pitcher. I don't think they've given up hope that Colin McHugh can come back. But, yeah, I agree with you. Win the AL West, that's one thing. But, you know, you aspire then to go on and play a while. But if those two guys are healthy, I think they got a great shot.
Yeah, and it's a great young nucleus, Richard. And Jim Crane. They've got some great young players, but Jim Crane, you know, the crux of this payroll right now is being spent on guys to supplement that young nucleus because of where they are in terms of salary control with these guys. Is Dallas Keuchel going to be the first one to kind of push Jim Crane to a moment of truth where it comes to, you know, doing that 7-year, $200 million type of deal, especially if he keeps pitching like this?
Yeah, they've already tried to sign him to after he won the Cy Young Award 2 years ago, and they couldn't come to an agreement. But, yeah, payroll is cyclical. You've seen it with Kansas City. Eventually, you have to make decisions. We're not going to be able to keep everybody, and that's part of the deal. Yeah, I think Keuchel would be the first one. I think they, you know, it's no secret they tried to sign George Springer. So you're not going to keep everybody together. Jose Altuve is going to reach free agency when he's 29 years old. Obviously, Carlos Correa is 22. He's going to make a ton of money. So you got to go while, you know, while you have them, when you have under control, what they're doing is really smart. They're going out and getting some higher payroll guys, some experienced guys like Brian McCann to supplement the roster and Carlos Beltran, and to bring a sense of composure and poise, sort of showing the way. You know, they, when you look back on it, Shawnee, they did it a perfect way. Jim Crane bought the team and said, I'm gonna let my general manager, Jeff Luhnow, tear it all down and build it back up. There were plenty of people skeptical that they would be able to stay that course, absorb 100 lost seasons 3 years in a row. But here's the result of it. You get a, not just a good team, but as you know, it's a fun team to watch and a fun team to be around.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Richard, just shifting gears for a second over to the National League. In Chicago right now, just a hangover from the World Series still, or is there what's going on with the Cubs right now, and how should Cub fans feel as we head into the, you know, the dog days of summer?
Well, they never should have been clearing a space for a second trophy. I hope they know that. You know, it's the road is too bumpy. And if you go back to opening day 2015 and count up all the pitches thrown by pitchers since then, three Cubs starters, Arrieta, Lackey, and Lester, are in the top seven in baseball. So that's a lot of bullets fired, and you don't know the wear and tear that's going to take. Some older guys. And the other thing is, a bunch of young guys, Baez, Schwarber, Contreras. You know, career arcs are like you come up, you're great, you struggle, you have to adjust, blah, 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 and you don't know when you're going to, you know, it takes 2 or 3 years. So there were question marks about the Cubs. The question was, are the Cardinals going to be able to be competitive? Are the Brewers or any of these other Reds going to put up a fight in that division? And the Cardinals are good. The Cardinals are really good. Their question was, what is Michael Wacha and what are Lance Lynn going to be coming off injuries? And they've been great. And that's the only question the Cardinals really needed to answer at this point in the season. So it's going to be a challenge for the Cubs. They have a great organization. They've traded for a top pitching prospect, Eddie Butler. He pitched great Friday night. I mean, are they going to play in October? I would say they're going to play in October. But are they better than the Dodgers? I can't say they're better than the Dodgers. Are they better than the Cardinals? Well, it's going to be a fun summer to find out.
Yeah, no question. And I would love to know, Richard, you have colleagues in Chicago and things like that. I would love to know, you know, what the mentality is of Cub fans right now. I just know as a longtime Red Sox fan, once they won it in 2004, like they could have won 60 games in 2005 and you would have felt happy. I'm curious if there is sort of a malaise right now that, we won one, you know, we can die happy, that kind of thing.
My sense is they still believe, you know, that they're still riding the wave. And, oh, my God, that was fun. You know, you get in your Yankees fans, Red Sox fans, Cardinals fans, they've won enough. Like, that was last year. But I think the Cubs, they went 108 years that they can ride last year a little bit. And I also think that the people that communicate for that team, Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer, and particularly Joe Maddon, set such a good tone in their public comments and just pretty much explaining where we're at. We're going to be okay. Let's just be patient. You know, you have to play this thing out. That I think that alleviates some of that. Oh, my God, I'm going to set my hair on fire.
Yeah, right. I got you. Richard Justice. You can follow him on Twitter, at Richard Justice. Of course, all of his work, his great work, over at MLB.com. Richard, you're the best. I appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day to Marty.
Okay. Thank you, Shawnee. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right. Thanks. Richard Justice joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.